One question to that point. We have a problem here in the sense that most academics and you folks see the market as fairly efficient. But then we have the Mike Cobers who come in from Chase Bank and say, we are so concerned about reporting losses or increased liabilities that what we're doing is we are moving toward uneconomic hedges that you might call accounting hedges. So it seems to me that you two folks have to talk together around the accountants so that you can kind of convince some Mike Koglers of this world that they should probably still make optimal decisions rather than accounting decisions. Well, yeah. And it seems to me that if you don't understand it and relate back to them, they're going to start making, and he convinced me this morning that they're making some bad economic decisions moving into that whole arena. And that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and I've got that for a second. You see that currently with purchase versus pooling of acquisitions. Some people would argue, you know, on a pooling basis it works, on a purchase basis it doesn't. Let's talk about the economics of the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is all an accounting fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
The accounting and the economics are often widely different.
Sometimes you've got to convince your friends. The academics believe the market's efficient, but your friends don't. The companies themselves.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I guess it hasn't been decided, but...
Well, the thing is, what you're saying is that if they make good economic decisions and the accounting represents it unfairly, how are they going to know when they go through the financial reports which companies have ineffectiveness because the accounting doesn't reflect the economics and which companies are being speculative? It's not going to be any way for them to tell.
That's right. I agree.
Other than reliance on management comments or reliance on their interviews with management that... Oh, all these volatility are due to hedges that economically work, but the accounting won't reflect it that way.
I think that's the whole purpose of this ruling. I agree with you. What they're trying to do is make accounting reflect economics.
They're trying to, but they're failing in some instances, and there's going to be good hedges economically that look like speculative activity.
Right. You can make it so difficult to abide by this that it's going to make companies come back a little bit and say, is it worth doing this hedge, which is not a viable, good long-term economic decision, which it could actually hurt in the long run. You know, the whole purpose of hedging is to decrease volatility, and if you're going to cause companies not to hedge because it's so onerous, long term you're going to increase that volatility, and then you're still going to impact the PE multiple, and you're going to decrease the stock price.
We're already seeing strong signs. We're already seeing strong signs that this is not a neutral standard, which the FASB would like standards to be neutral. It's not a neutral standard, and it seems to me the way it's only going to be more neutral is if you folks somehow see through it and convince companies that you're seeing through it. You know, and you did that with FAS 33. You know, the companies were all up in arms, and then you guys said, well, it isn't going to make any difference if you report current costs or not. Then the companies finally got convinced, and the FASB got convinced, and they rescinded. Now, 133, I don't think they're going to rescind, because we don't have any accounting to go back to. In most of these cases, there wasn't any accounting rule at all, like swaps and options. And so we got to have some accounting rules for those. But
except sometimes what we've done is we've actually superseded what FASB's did. When you had 125, we were unhappy with the disclosure. You had companies with United companies coming out with much more detailed disclosure than was required at the time and was therefore then subsequently required. So we actually do have a lot of pull. I mean, if we're unhappy with something and we're constantly whining the managements about it, we see changes. So, Paul, I mean,